I really did forget that we made those.
No, it sits here in my Big Fatty Online cup.
Yeah.
Which was used for pens, and then pens got ink in the bottom of it, so the cup... Good thing I have two.
I tell you that one of the most quality pens that I ever got was the stupid Big Fatty Online pen that he gave me with his face on it.
Oh, really?
Can you see his face?
Oh, God.
There?
You know what would have been funny?
It is like the greatest pen, and I have so many shit pens.
It would be funny if it was one of those pens, you turn it upside down and his pants fell down.
His balls fell down.
Do you remember those?
Yeah. Yes.
I used to spy on at the boy ones when we were in Hawaii because they were, you know, gag souvenir gifts.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
One of the most quality that I ever got was the stupid Big Fatty Online he gave me with his face on it.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2251 of the BFO for Wednesday the 14th of September 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm not real sure what we're going to talk about. Big Fatty, you got something in the Villa mailbox. Well, we're going to talk about that. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Screamers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're hot. Hard day is going well. Y'all, you're Screamers today. Y'all, I don't know. I don't know how many of you are watching the dance, and I know Miss Bacon is because she sent me a little cryptic twitty on I say Tuesday, y'all. It was a pretty good show. Some of them are very good. The little girl, the little 16-year-old girl that was the Olympic gymnast. Yeah, she's really good. And the race car driver, who I didn't know him from Adam, but y'all, he was pretty good. And and y'all, then there's some that are just horrible. Horrible, I tell you. That Rick Perry, y'all, Rick Perry went to introduce himself. Hi, I'm Rick Petty. Perry, and I'm the governor of Texas. The former governor of Texas. Y'all, he doesn't even know who the fuck he is. But anyway, and they're referring to the midget woman as a little person. So evidently, that's what you're supposed to say. Yes, Big Fatty, Lilliputian. It's just odd. It's just odd seeing her dance. That's the only way I can describe it. It's just odd. But y'all, the excitement came on Monday night, because you know this is a live a little show. After that, Ryan Lochte finished dancing. He and his partner, that Cheryl Burke, y'all, they went over to get their critique from the judges. And y'all, that Carrie Ann Inaba, boom boom. She was giving her critique, and y'all, somebody in the audience started yelling and screaming. You know, they do that sometimes with that Lynn Goodman. I didn't like it. But you know, it's just, you know, it's just all in good fun. Well, y'all, this man sounded angry. We couldn't understand what the man was saying. There's obviously some sort of a squirmish. Maybe that Sarah Palin says that. Oh, well, it was some kind of incident that was going on, that this man didn't like that Ryan Lochte or whatever, and was shouting things at him. And y'all, the security ran in. They didn't really put the camera on what was going on, but there was some kind of camera angle that I was getting that you could see security running to where the man was, and y'all, they finally went to a commercial break and came back, and it was a little unnerving. And it's just too bad that just some enjoyment, and you know everybody knows that that Ryan Lochte was just stupid in what he did and everything. But y'all, as they said on the show, this was a place where they tried to give folks a second chance, and the judges made it quite clear that the only thing he would be judged on was his dancing, and I think they went out of their way to make it a safe environment and everything, and then that happened, and y'all, I just don't understand people. I just don't understand people anymore. I don't understand why everybody has to be so ugly to each other. Y'all, it's like that Miss La 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 Lauren. Big fatty Miss Lauren was ugly? No. She was talking about I don't know exactly how it came about, but y'all, she asked a question on the Twitter. Do other people routinely have blood stains on their sidewalks near their homes? And y'all, that just terrifies me. And that terrifies me for Miss Lauren also. And so y'all, just... I don't know. Just try to be nice to each other. Go out of your way. You know, that's the thing. Maybe we should go out of our way to be nice to people. And, you know, maybe, it might be contagious. Big Fatty, is it contagious like the Zika? No, not that kind of... No! No, not that... No! Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, the 14th of September, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, if you attended the Pride 48 out there in Las Wages early on, y'all, you met him out there. Y'all, it is a cutie patootie, and I think he lives out there near Gary in Albuquerque. Big Fatty, he moved. Oh, did he move? Where'd he move to? Somewhere in New Mexico? No, I think he moved to Oregon. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, I think he moved to the IKEA. Oh, okay. Well, he's got lots of furniture to put together. Y'all, it's none other than Jeremy. It's that Yokogen. Yes, Big Fatty, we know him as Yokogen. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, many of you have met him out there at the Pride 48, but he touches most all of us in the Pride 48 community. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you say it. But y'all, he runs the social media for the Pride 48, and y'all, he's back to school. Back to school for him, and y'all, he's if you need your technology broken, I mean, he is the man to go see. Big Fatty is silly. Y'all, it is none other than that veritable Virgo. Big Fatty, we love veritable Virgo, so y'all. And I saw Veritable Virgo had some big decisions coming up for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's trying to decide which kind of cake he wanted to have, or if he wanted to go out. I don't remember what all the choices were, but y'all, there's a lot of them. But y'all, if you see the Yokogen or the Veritable Virgo on the 20th, or the face space, y'all, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Yokogen gets a big old protein bar. And I hope Veritable Virgo doesn't have to make any decisions, and he gets exactly the dinner and special cake that he wants. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got home here at the villa on Tuesday afternoon, and y'all, there was a box in the villa mailbox. Yes, Big Freddy, and y'all, it's from Straight Bob. Big Freddy, it's from the future. It is, and y'all, I have no idea what this is. I'm not expecting anything, and y'all, it's just, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, you go out of your way to be nice to people, and I'm not saying everybody needs to send me a gift or anything, but y'all, it's just a total surprise. It's a total surprise. Y'all, you know how hard it is to surprise people now? Yes, Big Betty. It's kind of like your underpants. You surprise them all the time. Oh, well, I don't wear underpants. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, we're going to open it up and see what we got here. Big All right, wait a minute. There's a card in here. Let's see what the card says first. It's a burger runner. And y'all, let's just open this card first and see what we got here. Oh, Big Freddy! Y'all, it is a card, and it has a kitty sitting in little rainbow pots. Yes, Big Freddy! on the inside it says... meow, Big Freddy. He's talking pussy. Lesbanese with you. Happy birthday, boyfriend, Big Freddy. He says, late as usual. But Straight Bob, you don't need it. Well, anyway, Big Freddy, accept gifts graciously. Okay. But you already knew that. I know Port Power is your team as you like the teal. He's no B9, but I'm sure you may feel the same tingle in your pants with him as you did watching Lost in Space. XO, your international straight boyfriend, Big Freddy. Y'all, now, I don't know who Port Power is, so let's just see what this is in here. Ah, Big Freddy, look, what is that? Look at there. It's a footy mate. Big Freddy. Y'all, it's a rugby. It's a Australian Football League, and y'all, it evidently talks or something. Let's just see what it says here. And Team Teal, you know, his team colors are teal.
Who's your favorite Port player? It's me, right? Chad and the Power, what a combo. That booty doll's got nothing on me. That booty doll's got nothing on me. You never know what I'll say next.
Big Freddy, I didn't understand a word he said. But y'all, he's kind of cute. Yes, Big Freddy, you're touching yourself, looking at y'all, it says, bring your footy mate to life. Big Freddy, sounds vulgar. And y'all, this is just as cute as it can be. Y'all, this is Chad Wingard is the player. Straight Bob, do you like the Chad Wingard? Big Freddy, he likes the Team Teal, because that's you. I guess that's why, because the rest of them, he's the only Team Teal. Big Freddy, you want to tell him why Team Teal? That's on a need-to-know basis, right, Chad?
Chad and the Power, what a combo.
Oh, Big Fatty, he wants to order some sort of combo. So, straight up, you're just the sweetest thing. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture. I'm going to put a picture of the cat and Chad Wingard. And y'all, I've still got my nice postcard here from Christina and my animator from Miss Beaver. Y'all, I'll put them in the picture also so you can see some of the things that have come in here here to the villa here later. Now, Big Fatty, I don't want to stir up. I don't want to stir up trouble or anything, but do you think, what do you think Straight Bob thinks of this Dan in Albany who's a fan girly for you, Big Fatty? Well, I think Straight Bob would, I think Straight Bob, if the truth were known, Straight Bob is my number one fan girly. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh! Yeah, I gotta see. Yo, by the way, I got some more information. Yo, by the way, tonight's live Big Brother is gonna be good. Gonna be a good one is all I gotta say. But y'all, for right night, they'll start the three-person head of household, final head of household competition. And y'all, then on the final night will be next Wednesday. And y'all, what's going to happen is the Survivor is going to premiere at 8 p.m. in the evening and go to 9:30 p.m. in the evening. And then the Big Brother will start at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and they'll crown the winner. Big Fatty, there's going to be a crowning, by 11 o'clock that evening. Y'all, I thought I'd close out reading a couple more of these things that my mother has sent me. Y'all, these are about Serenity, remember? Yes, Big Fatty, the adult diaper. It says, I feel like my body has gotten totally out of shape. So I got my doctor's permission to join a fitness club and start exercising. I decided to take an aerobics class for seniors. I bent, twisted, gyrated, jumped up and down, and perspired for an hour. But by the time I got my leotards on, the class was over. Big Fatty!
Y'all, that's like Granny trying to put his... y'all, Granny has to... tie his boots by laying on his back. Yo, it's just sad.
My memory's not half as sharp as it used to be. Also, my memory's not as sharp as it used to be. know how to prevent sagging. Just eat till the wrinkles fill out. Betty, you know how to do that. Y'all, it's scary. It's scary when you start making the same noises as your coffee maker. As your coffee maker. Y'all, that one is true. Next to the last one, penultimate one. These days, about half the stuff in my shopping cart says for fast relief. Betty, and y'all, here is the senility prayer. Grant me the senility to forget the people I never liked anyway, the good fortune to run into the ones I do, and the eyesight to tell the difference. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely hump day. Don't forget, go over there to the BFO. noon today and see the picture. See the picture of these little giftettes and the cats. Yes, Big Fatty, unless I keep the kitty cat. Anyway, so there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the hat show, the toucan beanie. And Dr. Stone made a statement that I'm not sure anyone even listens. Big Fatty, you're not sure anyone listens to this either. But Dr. Stone, when it comes to highlighting
sites of podcasts. What's your favorite?
One of the most quality that I ever got was the stupid Big Fatty online. He gave me with his face on.
Oh, Big Fatty, he says the sweetest things, especially when you edit it that way.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.